My name is Lawrence Brooks. I was born in Norwood, Louisiana, September 12, 1909. My mother and daddy told me that I was a baby, about 5 months old, when they left the place where I was born and moved up in a place called Clarksdale, Mississippi. I got big enough to go to work. I always did like to work. I was working at a sawmill. I went to work that morning. When I came home, came home that evening, I found a letter this long. I said, what the devil is this? Opened the letter, and it was drafted. Now, this is 1940. It drafted me in 1940. I went to Camp Shelby, Mississippi. Got my basic training. We all got our basic training. Now, December the 7th, Pearl Harbor was bombed. And no question asked, they came right back and picked us up. All of us had our training. When I got out there and looked, I couldn't see nothing but sky and water. We was on our way. We was gone. So we were on the Queen Mary, on our way, and we went through the locks of the Panama Canal, landed in Townsville, Australia, stayed there for a while, and then we left there and had to go, went up to another little place called on Horns Island. The outfit that I was with, we was building roads, bridges, an airstrip for planes to land.
Mr. Brooks served with the 91st Engineer Battalion. It was predominantly African-American unit. You know, something we have to face as Americans, we fought a war against Adolf Hitler and against the Japanese partly because of their racist tendencies and some of their racial ideology, which we as Americans, I hope, would find repugnant. But at the same time, we did that while fighting with a segregated military. That is, black and white soldiers did not serve side by side in a sort of common cause, but rather were separated, as indeed the entire country was separated at the time. The military usually designates enlisted ranks with the letter E. So Mr. Brooks essentially, in the course of his career in World War II, ascended up those enlisted ranks to the level of private first class. It's about as far as a African-American with his combat experience and with his background would have been able to rise.
I just thought I'd say thank you for everything you do with military service back in your younger days.
Right, that's me, yeah.
But I appreciate everything that you do. And you know, we just thought we'd be able to try and bless somebody, you know, with these tickets.
I appreciate all of what you're doing too. And I want you to keep it up, yeah? Oh, that was great. That was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the game. At the hotel while we were staying, he sent some food to the hotel for us while we were staying. Jordan did, and I think that was a wonderful thing. That was great. Great guy. Go Saints! I love them guys.